Hey, it's Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. And let's talk about a little tricky universal principle energy thing that I think it trips us all up. And it trips me up too. Matter of fact, yesterday I got a download of this kind of approach I want to take to something. And I was like, yeah, it feels good and it feels right. And I'm so pumped. And then I get up this morning, I'm like, and I'm like, what's going on? Like, I do feel very confident that this is the right approach to take, and it feels aligned with my soul. What's this drag, this energetic drag within me? And so I started journaling on it, and essentially the energetic drag in our life, anytime we're hesitating, or we are dragging our feet, or we're grumbling as we do something, you know, inwardly grumbling, that's resistance. And so I was like, okay, what's up with this resistance? Because I do want the thing that this approach is based around. So come on. So I started journaling on it, and I realized that I was like, well, I've been working so hard to avoid even being in this situation, right? And my spirit guides were like, that's the thing. You've been working so hard at trying not to fail, which leads to failing. So if you are working at something, or, you know, putting your energy into something, and your focus is on not getting it wrong or not, yeah, right? Not getting it wrong, not failing, not creating a problem, not getting in trouble, not missing the payment, not saying the wrong thing to that guy, not winding up single, not gaining weight. If that's the focus, right, the not thing, that is ultimately what you're creating, right? Because you're putting all your energy and your focus on that result, even though you're doing work to avoid that result. The focus is on that result. And we know that wherever our focus is, that is where energy flows. So I love using bills. Let's use bills. So if my focus is not to be in a position where I can't pay something, then 9 times out of 10, I'm probably going to wind up in a situation where I can't pay something. Whereas if the goal is to always get it paid, always get it paid, always get it paid, always get it paid, then that will be what manifests into form. Doesn't mean it's going to be graceful, but that's what will manifest into form no matter what it is. And so the path to winning is focusing on winning and knowing that that's the only result available to you. And it's going to look however way it shows up, but it's going to feel like a victory all the same. Now, if the focus is on not failing, then yeah, you're going to fail. Your resistance is going to be high. Every time you want to go for it, you're going to think, oh, this doesn't work. Or, oh, is it going to work this time? Hope it does. And essentially, why I decided to record the podcast, because, you know, I'm in the business of faith, is that it starts to wear on your faith. So here it is. I got a download about something that felt aligned and true and right and whew, so good. I got all my signs that it was the right approach. But because I had spent a lot of time in other areas of my life not failing, here it is. I can't pursue my thing with full faith. And so really look at this aspect. And we talk about it all the time in law of attraction, you know, removing the knots from things that I don't want. because that is essentially where our focus is. I don't want to be single. So you will probably, with all due respect to you, wind up single, as opposed to, I know I'm going to be in a happy, loving, amazing relationship, and I'm going with the process, and it's going to be amazing and wonderful. And my whole focus is on, I'm going to be in a relationship. And it's interesting, that one, I know that one. Like, there's not a doubt in my mind, I'm going to be a wife. It's so clear and it's so right in my mind that I even have like backup plans if I didn't, but I just am like, I play in them just for funsies. Like, not even like, oh, I will play the field and I'll move into I'll be a middle-aged, then retired woman living in a community, having a great time. Like, I can really get into it and embrace it. The alternative of not ending up a wife, because I'm so aware and committed and clear that I will be a wife. And so if you are struggling with the backup plan of your desire, like say, I can do this one all the time, so please don't feel bad as I say it. If you're like, oh my God, what if this happens and this will happen, then oh my, if it doesn't work out, then everything's going to fall apart. If your focus is on that, and you're having a hard time even thinking of what would be an alternative. Let's say you started a business and someone says to you like, hey, maybe go and get a job. and you're like, I couldn't imagine doing that. Like, for those of us who are truly business owners and it's in the core of our being, yes, this example does not apply to us. Like, yeah, we can't imagine. But I'm talking about the person who's still uncertain and they still think that there's a possibility that they could fail in their business, and somebody suggests a job and it feels like they just got smacked in the face. That feeling is your cue that you're too focused on the not having of the thing, right? You're rooted in not working out. You're rooted in not failing. And so you just got to focus on winning. I'm going to win. I'm going to win. I'm going to win. I'm going to succeed. I'm going to succeed. I'm going to succeed. Success is the only thing that I see. And yes, it's going to appear in many different forms in many different ways. And I'm going to celebrate each victory along the way. And as long as I keep trying and keep going for it 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 and keep going for it, then I'm winning. I only lose when I'm focusing on not failing, because then inevitably I will fail, and then we'll quit. And we're not quitting because we're quitters. We're quitting because our faith begins to diminish. That's what I felt this morning. I'm a highly faithful person. Like, dude, I talk to spirit guides. I'm convinced I will be an ascended master in my next lifetime, or at least I'm going to petition to be an ascended master in my next human incarnation. I'm a faithful person, and I felt the drag of like, oh, my faith is low. My faith is low around this thing that all my signs that showed up to say, yes, 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 this is the way, go, 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 go. I'm looking at them like, really? And it wasn't that I'm not doubting the plan. It's just more, I'm still mired in the energy of trying not to fail, because trying not to fail leads to failure. And that's a vibe. When we are doing shit from the perspective of trying not to fail, it is a whole energetic experience. It's the way we're seeing ourselves. It's the way we're seeing our world. It's the way we're seeing whatever we're up to. And, you know, we're living on the edge of our seats, but it's not spirit's going to catch me. It's, I'm living on the edge of my seats. And if I tip over, there's a pit of snakes that's going to kill me. You know, like, and that's just pretty low vibrational place to be in, right? So I'm saying to you, focus on continuing, focus on succeeding and only succeeding, even if you don't know how. Release the belief that you can fail. Just eradicate that concept from your consciousness. Eradicate the thought, will it work out, from your consciousness. All the things you don't want, make a big list of it. From, I don't want to be single, I don't want to be broke, I don't want to be retiring in a low-level position, I don't want to be sick, I don't want to end up like my mother, I don't want to be just make a list of all the things. And then flip it around. What do you want? Because if you focus on the desire instead of the absence of the desire, you will create the desire, even if it's a journey, even if it takes you some time, even if you have to keep getting up and 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 getting up, you will get there. But if you're focusing on the thing you don't want and trying not to create that, like, I'm trying not to be broke, or I'm trying not to be fat, or I'm trying not, with all due respect, like, that, you know, body is body, but, you know, that's the thoughts that roll through our mind, right? I'm trying, or like, even the phrase, like, when I'm around people and they're around food, they'll say, I'm trying to be good. That's also saying I'm trying not to fail. So, yeah, really think about the language you're using and where you're placing your focus, because your language is just a fallout of your focus, right? So, what I mean by that is wherever you're focused on, you're going to be talking like that, right? Whatever you're focused on, you're going to be thinking like that. Whatever you're focused on, you become, you create. And so focus on the thing you actually want, the result you actually want, and create that. Okay, so after you make this all the things you don't want in your life, and make it expansive, go through everything. Look at everything you don't want to create in your life. Just do a full-on dump of everything you know. I don't want to create this in my life. I don't want this reality in my life. I don't want. Just go through. Boom, 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 boom. Just dump, 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 dump. Every thought that comes to mind, do it quickly. Give yourself no more than 15 minutes to do this. You can open a Word document and number it and just plop everything out on the page. And then I want you to take a breath and be with yourself for a bit. Find your center, however way you find your center. And then I want you to allow any feelings that came up as you were making that list move through you. Because essentially you're looking at your big scary fears, right? But you are not your fear, though we as humans, we tend to act out of our fear. And so as you let all the sensations that came up as you were making this list move through your body, close your eyes and breathe. And again, find your center. And then go into the state of observing. So what I mean by this is you're going to look at this list almost as if it's not you. Imagine it's somebody else's list. And I want you to go line by line and ask yourself, this person wrote this. What do they really want? And I want you to write it down. So you're going to, so say you type this, then in your notebook, I want you to actually write down what it is that this person, for a moment, we're going to play with the idea that it's not you. What do they actually want? And then when you get to the end of the list, I want you to delete it. And my classic releasing prayer is, I release this for my highest and greatest good. I am now free. And take a breath. And then I want you to go back to the I want list. And I want you to make it really tailored and specific to you. So essentially, you're going to come back into your body. You're going to come back into your being. You're going to, you're in your body your whole time, but, you know, we're playing with focus a bit. But now you're going to come back into focus and being you and connect to the essence that is you and do something. Before you look at this list intently, I would like you to do something that reminds you of who you really are. Maybe it's listen to your favorite song. Maybe it's read something you really love reading. Maybe it's spending time with your loved one or your pet, or engaging something that reminds you of you. And then I want you to look at this list again and say, okay, what do I really want? If this is the kernel and me focusing on the thing I really want ensures that I succeed, I win, I achieve, I do all that I want to do in this lifetime, what do I really want? And then allow yourself to look at this list and get really, really specific. So if it's you discover that the person who wrote that list wants to be healthy for their entire lifetime, what does that mean to you? What does that look like for you? And, you know, as you do this, go a bit slow. You don't have to take 500 years, but go a bit slow in the sense, because your gremlins are going to come up and start talking to you. Well, can you really do that? Or this, 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 that? And you want to always be aware of when the gremlins are talking versus your heart, your soul, the person that you really are. So you might have to be with that. That it's a balancing of it, like, oh, that's the gremlin, not really me, right? And so that's why you go a bit slow. I think sometimes we can rush lists like this because we're trying to outrun the goblin, but just accept that the goblin's always going to show up to run game and tell you, no, you can't have that. No, that's not possible. Because that's how we wound up in this conversation to begin with. Because we were listening to the goblin who's like, oh my God, if we fail, everything's going to fall apart. So let's make sure we don't fail. Make sure we don't fail. Let's make sure we don't fail, right? And so this will give you an opportunity to really get in touch with that part of yourself that's going to scream no, 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 no. And it will also help you reconnect to your center, who you are and where you want to focus your attention in this lifetime. Not based on something outside of you, not based on fads or trends or what you hear everyone else saying, but truly what's in your heart. And definitely not based on the struggles maybe you've seen in your family, in your upbringing, in your society, the people around you. Who are you? Focus your attention there. And then that's how you create a really extraordinary life. So that's how you succeed. Focusing on your success versus focusing on not failing, essentially. Because inevitably you will. You will fail because you'll quit. And it's understandable. I think that when we're listening to motivational teachers who give you this lesson around the only way to fail is by focusing on not failing. But what they don't say is that the reason why we do quit is that it gets really fucking painful. And it's difficult to proceed when we do not have our faith. And our faith can't take hold unless it's surrounding a positive mindset. There's a Napoleon Hill quote. Essentially, that's what he's saying. Last year, I attempted to write a book on faith and teach a class on faith. And as I was doing my research, and it was kind of when I was done, I was like, oh, that's why. So faith becomes a thing and real and viable when it is entering into something you already hold in a high regard. So if it's something you really want and you're excited about that and you're joyful about it, oh, it's so much easier to have faith in it. But if it's something that you're trying not to do, right? Trying not to fail, it's really difficult for your faith to take hold and be of service to you in the way that you most need to guide you so that you do have the intuitive insights so you can succeed. All right, I'm Amy of Intuitive Coaching with Amy. Thank you for listening. I pray this is helpful for you as you move through your year. I'm a one-on-one coach. I help people do really extraordinary things. I help people achieve the desires of their heart. I help people go to their next level. I help people expand and expand and expand into higher levels of awareness, higher levels of creativity, higher levels of power. And I would love to help you. So please consider my massive result intuitive coaching package. We will get to spend a year together. You living your absolute best life. You doing all the things you really, really want to do. You winning in the way you want to win. You succeeding in the way you want to succeed. So if that interests you, again, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Massive result intuitive coaching package. Thank you so much for listening to this show. I look forward to connecting with you again. Take care.